It's your girl, Jess B.
And it's your girl, Vina Nung.
And you are now locked in with us, the Anti-Socialites.
So turn up the volume and just chill out.
Because each and every week,
we're coming with that real talk.
Conversations with Miami's business owners, artists, behind-the-scenes nightclub professionals.
As well as social activists, community leaders, and aspiring artists.
Real talk from two cool chicks curating Miami's cultures, arts, and lifestyles.
Miami, baby, baby, yeah.
What's up, what's up? You are tuned into the Anti-Socialized Podcast. It's your girl, Jess Fee.
And it's your girl, Vina Nine.
And today we have Momo and Melly in the house.
Momo and Melly.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Feels good to be back home.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, y'all been gone. Been on a little tour.
Yeah. touching different parts of the world. Slaying. We just came back from California. It was amazing.
Yes. LA. Tell us what happened back there.
We got into some sessions, you know, went to some castings. It was just building our blocks. We're getting ready now. We're working on an EP that I'm dropping March.
Yeah,
spring, summer, going to summer.
I'm excited.
You got that single. Now, I want to say it right. Si tu boquita.
Boquita, girl. Hey.
Si tu boquita.
And that, what is that? Oh, okay. So boquita. What is that? Yes, your...
If your mouth.
If your mouth.
If your mouth. Okay. Oh, so, pause.
I know. I'm not talking to you.
This song was actually an old Latin record from a woman called Iris Chacon, and we flipped it and we just, you know, paid homage to her. So Si Tu Boquita is basically, if your mouth, she says, if your mouth were made of chocolate, I would kiss it. If your mouth were made of mayo, I would lick it. I don't know about the mayo though.
Right.
But we can do chocolate.
Alright, that's dope. Now, You're from Miami, Color Ridge,
Color Ridge.
That's what's up.
South,
and you know, we know that you've been like into the arts since a very early age.
Yes.
Tell us about making your mom give you like vocal lessons or something. You signed yourself
up. Yes. I believe 8 years old, and I had been telling her. I actually acted before I sang.
Okay.
So I was actively acting at that point, and I told him, like, Mom, I want to take classes. And then, coincidentally, one of my really good friends in school, her mom happened to be a vocal coach.
Okay.
So I went home so excited. But imagine, she was like, right, your friend's mom. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was like, I need to take this into my own hands. I called her personally. I made the appointment. I got the address down.
At eight years old.
And you know what? You better believe that next week I was dressed. I was like, Mom, you ready? I need a ride. When I got there, she opened the door and she was in her pajamas. She laughed. She was like, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a little kid calling me. But from there, everything started. I feel in life, you gotta take initiative.
She's a Leo too. So
both Leos.
Wow.
Both Leos.
It's your birthday. My mom's a Leo. She's very.
Yeah, August 13th.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't play.
That's the lion, right?
Yes.
Got some strong women in the house. I'm a Taurus. I'm
nice.
A Bull.
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo.
August babies. Yeah.
You guys go very well together.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like to.
Each other.
I said, whoa.
A side effect.
But growing up in South Florida, obviously there's a very heavy Latin influence.
Yes.
What is your background?
I'm Cuban.
Cuban, okay.
Born and raised in Miami, Cuban parents. And definitely, I was raised with flamenco music, Spanish baladas, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Marc Anthony, Celia Cruz, Selena, Gloria Stefan.
Selena,
baby, that's my baby.
Come on, La Flor.
Oh, my God, yes. That's crazy.
And then, so did y'all go to school together?
Mm-mm.
When did you guys meet?
It was like I would say almost 2 years now, a year and a half has to be. I have a brand called Live Vivacious, and we highlight women in the industry doing stuff, whether you're an artist, singer, designer, what you guys are doing. When I saw Momo's brand, I fell in love with it. She's very transparent, all about shining light on others. I could just tell, even off of Instagram, you can always tell when it's real.
Genuine.
Versus, yeah, exactly. So I hit her up, I DM'd her, and I said, look, we have Queen of the Months. I would love to do something with you. Mo was all for it. We met through another friend, a mutual friend called Angela. And we did that, I would say, a year and a half ago. And it was during Hispanic Heritage Month. Mm. And so we did, like, a little production for her.
She actually dressed me as Selena.
Yeah, I styled her as Selena, Gloria Estefan, and J-Lo. Okay. And then once we did that, Mo was like, oh, no.
You ain't going nowhere.
She's like, I need you, you know. And then one time I was in Midtown, and she calls my phone. And I pick up, and she's like, Mel, where are you? And I'm like, actually, I'm in Midtown. She's like, shut up, I'm right here, too. Oh. I'm like, where? She's like, I'm right by Lime. I'm like, wow. She's like, I turn around, her car pulls up. I'm like, what?
Divine connection.
Dude, we sit in the car, she starts showing me her music. I'm like, Mo, I'm all yours, let's go for it.
And did you help direct your video?
Yes.
I was gonna ask, who styled you?
Crushed Leather and Vintage Life.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a collaboration. They were amazing. Yeah. They were amazing. It was fun.
So bomb.
I was so scared. I was like, live, little guy. I was trying not to move too much. I'm like, oh, no, he's alive.
Like, Dory, no.
We came up with that in like a week, and we like put it together. We're like, nah, we gotta do this.
Y'all the dope tag team. I love this. I love love. I love two females coming together and making something happen.
That's all it is about women empowerment. We're stronger together than apart. And once we realize that, we're gonna take over the world as women. You know, there's so much envy at trying to put each other down or scared of the next one coming up faster than you. There's room for all of us. You need to know your lane and. At the end of the day, what you give, you receive. So just give love and support, and you'll receive it abundantly.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
So as two females, you know, India and I, we, you know, maneuver in the city the way we do. Everybody kind of has affiliations, but how was it for you two, and maybe more yourself, how was it for you to, like, build a team or even, like, meet people aside from Melly to help you with your vision?
It was crazy. I've been through several teams. I was signed my first record deal at 17. Okay. And then I went through two management teams. Now I'm currently with another management team, Anita Wilson and Adam Torres. And I met them. I met Anita because she's my vocal coach. She was my vocal coach. Oh. And she just rode for me so hard that I was like, I'm very much about organic vibes and just genuine connection. And I felt like I could put $1 million in her hand, close my eyes, and I know it would be right there. Mm. So I was like, you know what? You're rocking with me. She introduced me to my lawyer, Scott Felcher. Scott Felcher was like, okay, you're going to dabble into this Latin industry. You need Adam Torres. So I flew to Miami during Latin Grammys, actually. And maybe 2 years ago, I met him. We kicked it off. We signed. So they're managing me. And then Mel, I feel like the universe just brings people to me. It brings it at the right time whenever, you know. My past teams, I find it like it was my college. You know, it was my life college. It built me to what I am today. It was necessary. Those steps were building blocks to get to where I am today, to understand certain things, to be at a certain mental space, spiritual space. Mm-hmm. Because this whole journey for me is basically spiritual. Mm. You know, when I was praying one day in the shower, I'll never forget, on New Year's. And I was like, God, I know this is my purpose to, you know, be on stage, but what is my message? It has to be bigger than just, okay, I'm cute, I dance, like, okay, yeah. So I prayed and I'm like, please make this clear to me. And he spoke so clearly to me. He said, Mo, your purpose is to spread light, to be light. And I was like, wow. Ever since he told me that, my entire life journey has just been around being light to others. And being able to embody it, that I don't have to even speak upon it, and you feel it when I walk in a room. Mm-hmm. You know, to
that
be able to.
That happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. No, we had that from you. I mean, from the first time we met you, like, all y'all energy is, like, really through the roof. And sometimes you could tell when people are, like, overdo it a little bit. Yeah. It kind of gets a little annoying. They're like, all right, I'm right here. I can hear you. Like, you know. But
and females, like, it's kind of hard to meet females, especially down here, that are actually genuine and actually just, you know, want to come together and, you know, get things done and work together. Like, that's pretty awesome. And then, like you said, shine light, you're doing it. Like, when you walked in the room, I was like, oh, there's Mo.
Here's Mo.
Yeah.
I get you a show.
So growing up at all, was it hard to convince your parents? Like, did you go to college?
Yeah. Okay. I actually did. I played soccer in college. So
athlete?
Yeah.
I played volleyball.
Yeah. So I had a...
I was a dancer.
Nice scholarship.
Y'all too, again. You had a scholarship?
Yeah, I had a full ride for soccer. And I was always kind of like a... I'm a Leo, too, so... I never really studied. I just paid attention in class and made sure the teacher liked me.
Okay.
And that's sad to admit, but, like, I've always gotten stuff done on my own. And going to college was really about playing soccer. But when I got injured and my scholarship got revoked, it changed my thought on everything and my view on everything. So I have 126 credits, never graduated, but worked my way through. You know, I've gotten amazing jobs without even... really trying, just based off who I am and people referring me and being like, yo, Mel, get shit done.
And what were you studying when you went to school?
Marketing management.
Okay, we have a lot in common.
Yes.
I ask that because, you know, you can't deny someone's creative talents or, you know, your push. You're saying, like, even though I didn't graduate, my knowledge and just knowing my talent, you got through. For you, was it hard convincing your parents, like, I'm going to be a pop urban Latin star? Like,
I felt like she wouldn't let them.
Never.
I felt if like she anything, was like, I'm doing this.
You have, no, it's happening. No, they would always, they were so, they've always been so supportive. That's one thing. Mom, Dad, I love you to pieces. Ever since I was a kid, they would be the ones to throw me on stage and be like, oh, go dance. Oh, there's a band? Go. Right. Go sing. I'll never forget from my 15s, I wanted these diamond-studded heels, right? And they're like, the only way that we will get you these heels is if you sing a Yurkingse. And I'm like, that is so, like, egotistical. How am I going to sing in my Yurkingse? And they're like, girl, you want your shoes? I'm like, damn, where
do so you better believe I'll sing in my 15s. Yeah.
But they've always seen it. They've always believed in me. They've always shined light on me and supported me through everything. That's been, honestly, one of the biggest blessings that's made this process easier for me, you know, to have that support system. Yeah. So I appreciate them.
It's a challenge, though, because my mom's, she's Colombian, so she's all about, all right, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be this, right. What are you going to be, what are you going to do, you know? So at first it was a struggle for me to be like, oh, I'm creating production sets, I'm bringing, you know, I'm creating a brand, I'm not really seeing the money yet, but I'm building a really nice brand that people are attaching to.
Yeah.
My mom was like, what are you doing? Like, you know, because you don't really see what you do behind closed doors when you're a creative.
Yeah.
So at first it was really difficult. And then when she started seeing everything come to fruition, she was like, all right, now I'm supporting you. I got your back. You know, now what are you up to? You know, before it was definitely hard for me because I'm an only child. Who else do you want to go to besides your parents?
You know? Right, because you don't have siblings or cousins or exactly. I'm talking about you ain't got no cousins, but cousins, you know, you have like an immediate like, hey, exactly. What's up? Help me out here. Exactly. Like, I feel you.
I mean, that comes with, there has to be some pressure with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as well to like show and prove. How has like your friends and relatives and things like that have been like, have they pushed you or supported you, or are they just like didn't get it until other people started following it?
Yeah, I think they're starting to get it now. I do have my cousin Jason, bless his heart, he was my first investor for my brand. So he believes in me and he's always like, Mel, I already know you're there, like, just gotta keep pushing, you know. But as far as people like my family sitting down and being like, let me ship these products out for you, no, like, because they're in different realms of life, so I would never put that pressure on them. But a lot of my friends do support me. You know, you gain some, you lose some, but the ones that are the strongest and that really have your back will always be there for you. So,
So tell us about this brand that you have. Because if we, first glance, we look at you, you're like described as the unapologetically Latina and like a little Red Bull, like something.
Firecracker,
a can of Red Bull, whatever you want to call it. Like, how do you come up with the visuals and that drives like people's eyes? Because, you know, everything is so like, no one has attention span nowadays.
No one.
So I feel like you grab it. Like, how did you come up with this concept?
You know, someone asked me the other day, they were like, what are you going to do to make you stand out in this industry? Like, what will make your brand stand the test of time? And the first organic answer that came to my heart was, be genuine. Be real. Listen to me. Don't question yourself. The moment you question yourself, you're doubting yourself. At the end of the day, if this is my... this is my purpose. This is my path. God instills... we have intuition, you know, you have to be connected to that. So I go off of what I feel. whether it's writing a record, you know, there's sometimes that I'll go a month and I can't write a record because I have just blockage, you know, I'm thinking too much, I'm overthinking. And to me, it's just about going with what you feel. And if even when it comes to visual, when I have to sit down, I have to listen to the song and a picture will just pop up in my head. Okay. And I'll just flow with it. That's how we did. That's how we did. We see the Walkita. And don't question yourself. And from there, another thing will come up and another thing will pop up. And actually now working on this EP that I'm about to drop, I'm so excited because I want it. It's going to be a visual EP. Mm. So I'm going to organize the records in an order where I'm able to have the videos fall into each other. So it's like a mini movie. And through this, I feel like a lot of people, yeah, they know Mo and they've seen a record or two from Mo, but who is Mo? Mm-hmm. You know, I want people to really grasp personality, what I do, my hidden talents. I want it to be like an autobiography, you know, through my EP. So I'm excited to really just put out a body of work and connect. Not only, and this EP is going to be bilingual. And a lot of people told me, Mo, are you going to do English? Are you going to do Spanish? You know what? I don't want to be boxed in. Music is an extension of me. Mm-hmm. You know, I am Latin. I am American. I do Spanish music. I do English music. And I'm not going to allow no one to put a box around me. I am what I am.
I find that to be really dope just because you're going to introduce some people to a different culture and definitely. At the same time, they probably wouldn't normally do it, but they're going to hear one English song and then they're going to keep listening. Like, oh, I like this. And they might start to, you know, look at other music. Yeah, like, I think that's hella dope.
Yeah, the fact that you said that makes me think of Pitbull because, what Teach was saying is that when he first came out, he was rapping, people didn't know, like, okay, is he reggaeton? Is he hip-hop? And it's like, why do I have to be in that box?
He
and
Pitbull.
I think with Latin music, would kind of like, I speak for myself. When I was younger, I was really into, like, Ricky Martin and all that.
Yeah.
But because I don't know the language, now I'm kind of shy towards it. I don't really, like, try to seek it or, like, listen to it. But with you, at first glance, I'll be like, all right, let me see what else she got to offer because you're not just speaking Spanish and saying Spanish. So I like that you're diversifying your whole brand. That's cool.
And definitely, even with Latin music, I mean, I feel like the both industries, American and Latin, are so close together to bridge now because, you know, with the Rihannas and the Drakes, the One Dance, the Too Good, it's Caribbean bottoms.
Yes.
You know, and that's Latin. We're all one, you know? Black Latinos, like...
Yeah, African.
Exactly. It's Caribbean bottom. Reggaeton stemmed from reggae. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? So it's all one. At the end of the day, music, I don't feel like it should have a color. It shouldn't have... It's a feeling. Right. Just like one of the biggest records in the United States. What num got num sa? You didn't know what the heck he was saying, but you were dancing and you were riding the pony.
Yeah. Okay. For real.
That's crazy. Like, that's why you bring your light. You know,
shine a light. My mom wants me to shine a light. Yeah.
You. I know you said you want to make music to make people feel. I think that's the most important part of music. Like that. If I don't feel anything, I can't get with the artist. I can't connect with it. Now, I listen to music and you just go with the motions sometimes, but when you feel something, I can feel it. Like something hits my soul, my body. Like when somebody can really sing or they got a message, it's like, and I appreciate that.
That's all it is. I feel like music and this industry is a platform and we can't take that lightly because whether we like it or not, we are influencing people daily, whether it's your friends, your family, the masses, and you have to be secure and understand, be stable in your message because people will follow. And then we look at generations and these kids that are 12 years old and we ask ourselves, oh my God, look at what they're doing, but listen to the music.
It's a universal message.
It's a universal message. And you know, I know a lot of times as musicians, as an artist, we want to be selfish with what we want to do. And we don't care, but we're impacting our millennials and our future kids. So definitely want to be present in my message. And
can we talk about the acting? So you said you act first.
Yes.
So were you in the play, like school plays and things like that?
I would be in all the school plays. I was...
What's your first play?
Ooh! Yo, Christmas Tree. Oh, I played a little New York in from the Bronx. Like, I had the accent going on.
You had your Cardi B going?
Girl, you know. I was like, yo, Christmas Tree. It was
crazy. I used to do the production for them. Like, in middle school, I would skip out on class and I would be painting the walls and the backgrounds. So I mean, arts was in me ever since I was a kid. It was just, it was, it's in my blood. It's bigger than me.
And Melly, with you, since you were an athlete, did you ever find yourself like really, like as an athlete, you find yourself really dedicated to the sport? Did you ever get into theater, any creative things like that during school, or was it mostly like just sports?
It was mostly sports, but braiding hair and like doing hair was my little side hustle.
Okay. Right,
can you?
Yeah. And my art
Kelly really point, you braid my hair.
But like, I never, you know how people would go to homecoming their freshman year or like prom their freshman year? I never went to anything because I was always, there was a line outside my house. Everyone was getting their hair done before prom or homecoming, okay. But I feel like even though I didn't do arts, I've always been creative.
Yeah.
Right.
But soccer really taught me how to be on a team. It taught me leadership. It taught me dedication. It taught me how to walk confidently because I was proud of something, you know? So I feel like soccer was a really, really big part of growing up and making me and building who I am now.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Don't let her lie to you. She just won a competition in Barbados. A dancing competition.
No, oh, Turks and Caicos. No, Turks and Caicos. Don't let her lie to you, Bobo.
She over here like,
you was doing a fucking up challenge.
Girl, fuck it up.
She said, where are you from, guys? Colombia. She said, Colombia no dance like that. So I was like, all right.
Well, really, if you want to know, I'm in Miami. That's what's up.
But that's what, I think what I like about you two is it, like, y'all approachable, and then at the same time, like, we're, like tomboy, tomgirl.
Yes! You
know, and it's the cool thing right now, but it didn't used to be cool, like, a couple years ago. You used to be like, dang, I gotta put on, like, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. Like, you know, you could throw on your t-shirt and your jeans and some heels and be cute right now, but before you had to put on your little bandage dress.
I'm glad that dress
that stage is over. Listen, I went through that stage.
Me
I'm not
too.
Gonna lie. I did the chonga stage, the nameplate, the lip liner, the hoops. I did it.
All of it.
But this is the most comfortable stage.
For
I appreciate it.
I do too.
Sure.
Thank God.
For some reason, everybody is going super hard to be comfortable. It's like, nigga, just put on a shirt and some jeans and just walk around. Like,
yes.
Bye. Now, on your website, it says that a store. So, do you have merch coming out?
It's coming. Yes.
Okay.
Fashionista.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It was New Year. You went to Fashion Week.
Yes. I went to Fashion Week.
Slayage.
Yes. It was my first year at Fashion Week.
Did you love it?
I loved it. Just seeing everybody's individual style, the designers, it brought me into an entirely different realm.
What was your favorite
know?
Show?
My favorite show was probably Jeremy Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. He was
innovative.
So innovative.
So crazy, like pops of color and just.
Yes.
Oh, she made it onto High Snob. She didn't even really have shit planned.
Yes.
So. Was
you said
high
society. You did the street style.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
the street photographer taking pictures. The next thing you know, I was on the front page of Snap Study. I was like,
So you were meant to be on there.
I was like, mama, it was the year.
Yeah, because I know Fashion Week can kind of get like political. Like, if you don't got tickets or you don't know anybody, it's kind of hard to get in those shows.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other designers that are not mainstream that still have shows on the outside that you can definitely attend. So it's great to even be there to network and stuff.
Amazing network.
I think that's what Art Basel just turned into.
Yeah.
How did y'all enjoy it? Were you here?
Honestly.
You came on the second, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you came in the middle of it. Okay.
Yeah.
We seen you at the Art of Darren event.
Yeah, I went to some events. I didn't go to every single event like I would have liked to, just because coming back from California, like, my head just wasn't, about going to party. Like, right now, I'm just in EP mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, get back to Miami, get in the studio.
Oh, okay. So
lock myself in.
Yo, what percentage done are you?
Right now, we have, the EP is going to consist of 7 records.
Okay.
And 7, because 7 is my life number.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God speaks to me through numbers. And every time something is going great in my life or I need confirmation, it just pops up. It'll pop up at 7, 17, 77, 777. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Melissa thought I was crazy when I first told her. And then she started seeing the numbers everywhere. And so it has to represent. I feel everything in this EP has to be representative. So 7 songs. Right now we have like 3 English records, 1 Latin record. So I want to play more with a little more Latin records.
Yeah, gotcha.
We need,
sure.
So, producers, hit your homie up, my mom.
Like,
hit him up.
Are you working with? I mean, down here it should be kind of easy, though, right?
Yeah, down here I've worked with Vinny Vendito.
That's my guy. Shout out to Vinny.
Oh my God.
I was about to ask you. Like,
oh, he worked with Jimmy. Y'all don't
have
to put me on.
Yes, listen to me. Jimmy. With Jimmy.
Jimmy Levy, the pop artist that he's
the one I Yes. I'm all about vibes. Like, you could be the top producer, but if we don't click, we don't click.
Yeah.
You know? And when I tell you that me and this man, it's like magic.
He's so
He's
very cool, too.
So he has a residency. He's a Leo, too. At,
what's that club up in...
In Fort Lauderdale.
Heart Rock. What is it? He has a residency.
Passions,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's amazing. So I have one with him.
Two with him. Two amazing songs.
I have another one with Ricky Blaze. He's out of New York. I have one with Mafio. He's a Latin producer. And Fuego. He's a Latin artist, so that's going to be dope. And, yeah, I'm about to go to Puerto Rico, work with some other Latin producers, and really get in my blood, mommy, get in my culture.
Yeah, you're really going to be in the thick of it. Do you think that helps you more, like, really,
definitely.
Like, inspire you to be more creative?
Yes, I love creating outside of Miami. I know that sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't.
I think you should. I think you should go to different... Have you been to Cuba before?
Never. That is definitely my next stop. You know,
Now it's more open. Yeah, yeah. People can go to Cuba more now, so...
I've been saying, I need to shoot a video in Cuba.
We're going. We're all going to go.
Yeah.
Take a trip. Yeah.
I got the boat. We need the boat. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it for real.
Oh,
we're
going
to take the boat, we're going to put the floaties on, and we're going to ride.
Oh, damn.
Contact. Let me get LASIK first.
I'm working on it. It's really my eyes. So as far I have a question because I met an artist and I feel bad because I don't remember her name, but she was from Colombia as well, and she was stating how it's kind of hard for female artists to break into the Latin side because everything's so male driven. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true of a statement that is. I'm not, you know, in that world. No. But can you speak to us about what kind of challenges you may have had so far that you didn't expect?
I mean, I feel like as a female in general in this industry, it's difficult, you know, because as a female artist, you have a lot of variables to you, you know? But I feel like everybody has their own perspective and their own outlook. I wouldn't say, yes, the Latin industry is male-driven in the sense there's not as many females as there should be, but there's so much room. Mm. They're yearning for that Latin female, you know? So, yes and no. I feel like its approach, the Latin community is also very traditional, you know? So they're very boxed, like, love songs, and you know, now is when they're starting to like kind of open up more. But honestly, no, in my opinion, I'm looking at the Latin industry like it's an open lane.
That's what I would think.
What I see it wide open, and to me, it's all about content quality, and amazing visuals. Like, I want to bring the American appeal to the Latin community. Mm-hmm. I am American, like. I talk English. The music I listen to is English, although I definitely listen to Spanish music. But I want to bring that feel to the Latin community, and I feel like this is perfect timing, so I would have to disagree with her. Everyone has their own trials and tribulations, but to me, all I see is gold at the end of the tunnel, and I'm running, girl.
Get it, girl. I think that there are some challenges back end, meaning like,
yeah, no, definitely.
We want to work with you, or oh my god, Momo's beautiful, I want to produce a song for her. But once you get there, it's like, you know, like, it's just the regular barriers of being a woman in any industry.
Yeah.
So now that Momo and I walk in together, now we're like on steroids, like, don't mess with us. We're here to really work. We're not here to look cute. We really want to produce with you. We really want to create amazing stuff with you. So, you know, I feel like that comes through growth, and that comes through putting in time in what you do. And I feel like that's really what's taking us to the next level and elevating us. Because it is difficult to be a woman, especially a good-looking woman.
That's what I was going to say. It's probably even more hard to be attractive and then try to get something done and have someone take you seriously.
For sure. No, definitely. And as a man, they're always going to try.
Uh-huh.
Always. I don't care.
And then Roja needs to be like... I've learned the hard... Because I was like, I don't want to be a bitch, you know? And I'm not trying to be a bitch. But at the same time, like... if you trying to help me because you think you about to something else, I'm gonna need you to not do that. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna just take the stairs. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the thing for me. It's like you can slide through and like get, you know, make your way. No. But if you really serious about what it is that you're trying to do, I feel like you should put that standard up. Like, look, for this sure. is not what I'm here for.
For sure.
It's gonna be a little bit harder.
You have
to
way harder.
It is, of course.
But to me, once you're laying it back, you'll always be laying it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I like the tomboy swag, you know?
Yes! Yeah,
I'm a little bit.
Yeah. Do not go to the studio with heels and leggings. Yeah. Do not do it.
Don't
do
it. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's all about how you carry yourself.
Well, that's what
you
know, it is.
If you're in a room full of, pardon my French, thoughts, and you walk in because you're meeting a producer, but he has the thoughts there, don't be afraid to be there because your presence is going to be felt.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Just because there's six thoughts around, you're still going to be Mel. You're right. Still going to be Momo. You're still going to be who you are.
Right.
So if it gets uncomfortable, leave. But if it's not and you're being Mel, then maybe you've inspired one of those thoughts to be like, more like Mel.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? So I think that there is a challenge, but once you get past that and once you build the backbone, you're lit.
But the studio thoughts, though, that's just funny.
The fact that y'all even bring up the studio, because when I first moved here, I had an internship at a really, you know, famous studio.
Yeah.
And I was told by an elder, and I never forget this, he looked at me, I think I had short shorts on one day, and I wasn't trying to be like hella cute, it was just hot as fuck outside.
Yeah.
But he noticed that what was happening around me, and he was like, don't come here looking that cute. And at first I thought he was trying to be rude, but then I understood what he meant.
Of course.
Because every other time it was like I was getting tried every day. And I was mm-hmm. like, damn, let me start just, you know, being fully dressed to the point where it's like, all right, don't look at me like that. But yeah. I understand. I think women nowadays, you know, I see the Amber Rose movements and don't, yeah. you know, slut walks and all that. But it's like, when are you gonna say like maybe I should be covered up just yeah. so you can take just a yeah. little bit, like you don't have to take it to like this whole feminism thing where I can dress how I want, but you know men are gonna say what they want to say
sure.
but also like we have to present ourselves
for
how
sure.
we want to be treated
for
exactly.
sure.
all about
the
all, and,
yeah.
and all aspects, whether it's the studio, whether you're walking down the street
yep. yes.
like you said, you know, cover it up. I feel like you can be sexy without
for sure.
showing everything.
That, if
sure.
you really sit down and talk to a man, that's more sexy to
that's
him.
Way
of
more
course,
sexy.
Men are animals, so they see skin, they're gonna jump, you know? But realistically, where's the substance? Where's the depth?
Yeah.
And you speak to any man, and in a matter of 5 seconds, they will look at you and they could put you in a box. Whether I'll date her, I don't know about her, she ain't that, you know?
Yeah, work
so
with her, I'll
it's
help
all
her.
About how you carry yourself. Like
mm-hmm.
Mel said, in any circumstance,
mm-hmm.
all how you carry yourself. Let
for
yourself
sure.
be felt. And as long as you understand your worth, they'll see it and they'll feel it.
I think sex appeal is really who you are as a person. It's not really what
yes.
you're wearing. I could be in sweatpants and walk around, and if a guy feels me, a guy that's in tune with himself, he's gonna be like, damn, she's on her shit. You know
well,
what
do
I mean?
Y'all get more compliments? Do you notice when
you
not
look
trying?
Crazy?
Yeah.
No. When I'm at the gas station,
the gas
looking
station.
Crazy, like I'm like I might have on sweatpants.
They'd be like, hey, you beautiful. I'll be like,
who?
Thank you.
Gas pump.
That should be so real, but that, and then I think as you get older and mature as well as women, you realize what really matters and
yes.
what doesn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it, I don't know about you guys, but are you guys feeling like mentoring young women?
Yes.
I know you're very spiritual. Like,
yes.
how do you feel like you can reach to the younger crowd without sounding preachy? Like, do you
yeah.
ever think about that?
Of course I do. Every day I think about that. That's my whole purpose is spread light to them. And I feel like we've been doing it even in our friends.
Right.
Through our friends.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
I do that as it is. That's what becomes work for me, you know?
Cool.
With
and,
Momo,
mm-hmm.
with any person that I'm working closely with, it's basically a mentorship. And it's not like, don't do this, don't do that. It's like, watch. That's all you gotta do.
Just
watch
be.
And be present.
Be,
and
you will be the example.
Exactly.
I feel like you feed off each other.
Exactly.
And you learn stuff, like, it's stuff I learned about being with Fee, about myself. I was like, oh, maybe I need to move, like, I should do this, and vice versa.
Likewise.
Like,
yeah,
because so.
Sometimes when you sit somebody down and try to, you know, not reprimand them, but try to show them a way,
yeah.
it kind of is too harsh,
yeah.
or people don't know how to take it, or they don't know how you take it, so you have to be the walking example, be it. That's why I said, even in my spiritual journey, I had to embody light, so I don't have to speak about it, because it could get real preachy, you know, and
yeah.
it could get real, like, oh, yeah,
here she goes again,
be it, and then people are going to they're gonna ask themselves the question, what makes her like that? What does she have? What is she in tune? What is she in touch with? And they'll come to you and ask you the question. And that's when you open up like a book. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
You wanted to know
that. Oh, so you wanna know.
Let me let you know. Sit down.
I'm telling you.
Some people are like, Mel, you're too expressive on Instagram, you're too this, you're too that, but guess what? I'm not that's bending over right in front of a mirror.
What you mean? You be on Twitter like
Twitter.
Twitter, I'd be hella verbal. Like
on social media.
Social media, yeah.
But I feel like it's needed, you know what I mean? So, like, where I have 12K, it's not even about the following, but I have quality people following me, not because I'm bending over showing my ass, but because I'm giving them something to read and something to attach to. And then, all right, you see me out in a club, I'm wearing my tie dress. Oh, shit! where did that come out of?
I feel like
that's more of a...
The boo is looking. Yeah.
Look at them size. Like,
I feel like that's better.
That's for
the female. Like, it creates like a
mystery.
Exactly.
A little bit of mystery.
Dope. Exactly.
Tell us, like, who are y'all looking forward to working with in 2017? Like, who would be your, like, dream person? It doesn't have to be an artist, like, behind the scenes. Maybe you're trying to work with a director.
Or stylist.
Anybody, like, to give us some names. Put in the atmosphere.
2017, well, it's already in works, but one project that I'm so excited to do is with my girl, Bia. Bia.
I've heard of
Yes, she's actually right now on a single with J Balvin and Pharrell. She's Pharrell's new artist.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's so amazing.
And I feel like coming together, she is also Latin. Two women on a record. I feel like there aren't as many female artists in the Latin industry, and then two women coming together and spreading a message. I feel like that's gonna be historical.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Loving the fact that there's gonna be female empowerment happening.
Yes.
Like, I feel like a lot of us are trying to do more with each other because there's so much cattiness going on. It's just like, why we can't just work together and get this shit done? And you got your 12,000, you got how many of followers?
Sure.
And we just build off each other.
For
That's
sure.
the only way that it's really going to, you know, work out for us.
Elevation.
I think everyone's starting to slowly figure it out. I feel like it's a moment now of enlightenment, you know, of awareness. And some people will get it faster than others, but we're stronger in numbers. Period, point blank.
We're here.
You could maybe try. You could maybe get rich alone, but you can't stay rich alone.
Yeah.
You know, we need each other. So there's room for all of us.
I agree. Well, it's so dope to see y'all moving, working in your respective fields. I mean, it's nothing better to see people in the creative lanes actually, like, progressing and, like, because it's a hard industry to be in. We're learning
hard.
That. And
just starting, even though we both done things separately, like, it's still, like, you're starting over. You know,
for sure,
you gotta re-network, you gotta re-meet people. And sometimes it's hard because you're like, I already know them, but like, it's a different, you're presenting it different.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's like,
Well, at the end of every episode, we ask our guests to kind of like drop a jewel. So regardless of what, you know, it is, it doesn't have to be about music or anything. We have a lot of people that listen that are aspiring to like follow their dream. So if y'all have any, you know, little words of advice,
encouragement. I always say the same thing. I always say heart to mind and mind to heart, meaning it has to feel good and it has to sound good. So if they don't connect, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you asked me in 2017, who do I want to work with? Yes, I want to be on movie sets. Yes, I want to get contacted for a guest campaign. Yes, all of that. But in the midst of it, I want to work with the people who value me. I want to work with someone like Momo who looks at me and says, yo, Mel, I got your back 100%, and I know that. I want to work with someone like Lunchy who's creative, who's dope, who has a dope brand and believes in me, and I don't even have to send an invoice. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it has to be formal sometimes, but I like to keep it very informal because that means the heart is connecting to the mind. And that's what I go by.
You better go, girl. You better work.
Honestly, I say my words, which is something I'm currently going through, is be real with yourself. Always be still. Allow yourself to connect. And how could I say this?
There's so many ideas going through my head that I want to speak about, and I'm like, how do I say
it? That's the creative
going back in it.
But to sum it all in one phrase, it's stay light, be light, and when you feel it, do it. don't question your mind. Don't question. Don't take, release all layers from yourself and connect to your true core. And nothing is impossible. When you truly, truly connect, understand that. I know it's cliche, but nothing is impossible. Become it. Don't place it in the future, because a lot of times we try to chase our dreams or chase where we're going. It's not a destination. It's a journey. Yeah. So it's happening right now. Be present today to be able to digest what you need to be able to
take on those big accounts or those big concerts.
So be present. Listen to yourself. Trust yourself. And stay light.
Ooh.
Hey. Oh, good. Oh, we got the candles lit.
Yeah. Hey, y'all can see the vibes.
Right, y'all don't even know. Mama, you want to sing a little song? You want to sing a little song? Sing is lit, too.
It's lit. Awesome. Right. Well, please drop your social media and your website so people can, you know,
yes,
check you out.
Yes, my website, www.heresmomo.com. On Instagram, heresmomo.com. Snapchat, here's Monique. Oh, no. Well, Instagram, here's Momo. Not here's Momo.com. Twitter, here's Momo. Facebook, here's Momo. Here's Momo.
Hey, we gonna make that a show.
Mine is on Instagram, Melly Andrea, two N's, dot in the middle. Live Vivacious. It's www.livevivacious.com. And on Instagram, live_vivacious.
So. All right. Well, you already know each and every week we drop the hottest podcast in Miami, the Antisocialites. We out.
Mwah!
Bye.
Yay!